This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In the past couple of weeks, the following things have happened to the air over eastern China. It has become A, noticeable from space, because it is B, essentially opaque with pollution. It is C, affecting government policies on fuel standards and factory utilization. And it is D, becoming a handy way to make money, our China correspondent Rob Schmitz reports.
You can tell a lot about a place from a dinner party. In L.A., the banter around the table gravitates around traffic and driving routes. In D.C., beltway politics. And in Beijing and Shanghai, more and more dinner guests are asking each other, so what kind of air filter do you have?
The most popular machine is the HealthPro 250.
Oliver Moore shows me an air filtration machine the size of a small refrigerator. He heads the Shanghai office for IQ Air.
What it has is three independent filters that match the types of air pollution that
IQ Air machines have become air filtration status symbols in China. They're efficient, they're made in Switzerland, synonymous with clean alpine air, and at $1,600 a pop, they're not cheap. But when a toxic cloud the size of Alaska engulfed China's eastern seaboard, price became irrelevant. People just wanted to breathe air that wasn't full of carcinogens.
Instead of, 15 to 30 people contacting our office a week, it may have doubled and in some cases tripled.
IQ Air has sold out of its units in China. Orders are on a two-week backlog. Bad air has also meant that other companies in China that formerly had nothing to do with cleaning up the air are suddenly shifting their business strategies. Sino Textiles CEO Zhao Danqing opens up his company's newest product, a plaid cloth face mask with a removable filter.
Last year, when the air over northern China started to get really bad, we produced a huge number of masks and launched an aggressive marketing campaign.
It was around the time when PM2.5 became a buzzword in China. The term refers to pollution particles small enough to enter your bloodstream. The air over Beijing has been full of them lately. Zhao's company, which typically makes underwear and sportswear, bought the trademark for the name PM2.5, and now his masks are among the top sellers in China.
2 weeks ago, when the air was really bad, our website crashed from all the traffic.
But for some, masks and filtration machines just don't cut it. For around $250,000, you can buy a clean air dome to put over your backyard, giving it the look of a football stadium. Xiaolong sells those.
We've had calls from rich people who want to cover up their backyards so they can exercise on polluted days.
Xiaolong heads Broadwell Technologies. For years, the company specialized in building covered domes so that sports fields could be used in the winter.
We've received dozens of calls a day from schools and government bureaus in charge of sporting events that want to buy our domes.
An international school in Beijing has bought two of Xiao's clean air domes, and orders are piling up from other cities, he says. Just months ago, Xiao managed 40 people. He'll have a staff of 200 handling all this new business come springtime. It's an industry with a seemingly endless horizon in China, as long as that horizon is obscured by charcoal gray smog. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.